The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Chet Waterhouse.
Oh, brother! Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, killer drummer from the Black Crows and Trigger Hippie, an all-around sports raconteur, Steve Gorman. We're going to be talking to Steve. Actually, we're playing the Devil's Dozen in just a second. First, let me thank my real sponsor, MeUndies. MeUndies has cracked the comfort code. They start with sustainably sourced beechwood trees. This is true, that they turn from a pulp to a yarn into underwear that they feel like heaven on your skin. The fiber is called micromodal, aka trees, and it's the softest fabric in the entire world. Plus, get this, it gets softer with every wash. So you start soft and you just get softer. And it comes in classic solids, bright colors, and wild prints like pandas or sushi. I mean, that sounds a little more like you, doesn't it, folks? MeUndies is a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off plus free shipping. This is a slam dunk because they got a 100% satisfaction guarantee. 15% off your first order plus free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/pain. That's MeUndies.com/pain. Go to MeUndies. Incredible underwear right to your door. Your ass will thank me. Also, my stat man, Jeff Cesario's new comedy album, What Was I Thinking? Streaming now everywhere, recorded at the legendary Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Go get that. And as always, before we get to my guest, Steve Gorman, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Illuminati's. We just want to control the world's soda cans. NBA, Denver shocked the Clippers like Pavlov drunk on Patron. But the Clips go up 2-1 when Kawhi Leonard blocked an attempted dunk with his middle finger. Then he stole the ball using the devil's horns. This guy's talented. Said the Clippers' Lou Williams, you know what this bubble needs? Strip club with good hot wings. That wrap-up sponsored by Proteini, the protein bar so tiny you don't even know you've eaten it. NFL, Bill Belichick names Cam Newton as starting quarterback. Newton celebrates by wearing one of Bjork's old outfits as a hat. Newton said it's a match made in heaven. Of course, that match is cartoon close to a stick of dynamite. Rumors the Browns' Odell Beckham likes poop on him. Ironically, I read that story while on the toilet. Finally, tennis. Novak Djokovic DQ'd from the U.S. Open for hitting a judge in the throat with a tennis ball. Said Djokovic, honest, I was aiming for the murder hornet right behind her. This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Abracadabra, the world's best dead magician. Or is he? Now it's time for the Devil's Dozen with killer drummer from the Black Crows and the author of an absolutely great rock and roll book, Hard to Handle, The Life and Death of the Black Crows, Steve Gorman. Steve, how are you today?
I am better now for having endured the last 4 minutes of your update, Chet.
Thank you, nobody's sir. Ever thanked me and yet described it as enduring it. Hey, we don't really have the time. Anyway, let's get right to the Devil's Dozen. I just fire the questions out when we talk. Number one, this whole NFL Odell Beckham thing, the story's rocking the sports league. In rock and roll, where you've come from, this is probably not top 10 weird.
No, I was waiting for the story, actually. I just thought you were setting up a little backstory, if you will, to get to the meat of the matter. No, I mean, that's nothing you won't, that's nothing the average Dave Matthews rumor doesn't cover and then some. So, yeah, I mean, you know, a pedestrian sort of acoustic guitar strumming guy from Virginia by way of South Africa, or Odell Beckham Jr. Depends on the context. It's either run of the mill or it's pretty darn flashy.
That's impressive. Sponsored by Frenzy, the app that finds you way too many friends.
All right.
Number two, NFL Cam Newton starts in New England. Is this going to work, or is it going to blow up faster than the Led Zeppelin reunion?
It'll work for a year at least. Cam Newton's got a lot of baggage he wants to drop off, and he's in the right place to do just that. You know, no disrespect to Tom Brady at all, but, you know, you still got Belichick. You still got the dark overlord of Patriot culture calling the shots. I think the Patriots are a real threat yet again.
Yeah, they got a sky cap for scary baggage in New England. Sponsored by Spineapple Juice. Drink away bad posture with Spineapple Juice. Question number three, NFL Bears go get Nick Foles. Then they start Mitch Trubisky. What? It's like leaving the Aston Martin in the garage and, hey, let's take the Toyota MR2 for a spin.
I think the Bears know their fan base, Chet. You got to go slow with these people. I'm 55 years old, and the best Bears quarterback of my life has been McMahon, which, you know, not bad. He had his moments, but they don't have any, you know, there's no Joe Montana's on that list. There's no Tom Brady's on that list. And they just don't want to get the hopes up of that fan base too much.
I got you. That's smart. Sponsored, incidentally, by Hopscotch, the scotch that brings out the kid in you. Question number four, NFL 71-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick, Miami's starting quarterback, and Josh Rosen kicked over to the Tampa Bay practice squad, just as Nostradamus predicted. Is that going to work for Miami, and does Josh Rosen have a career left?
Okay, who's the quarterback in Miami now?
That Fitzpatrick fella.
Okay, the guy with the beard. Yeah, always go with the big beard and the Harvard education over Josh Rosen. I mean, that's just written in the stars. Josh Rosen entered the league to be the guy that Ryan Fitzpatrick would then ultimately replace yet again. That's just his lot in life. And it's not a bad way to go through your 20s. He's well paid to be that guy.
Sponsored by The Gist. We want your money. That's The Gist. Question number five. NFL. Roger Goodell says in-stadium fans are not an advantage for the home teams. Now, as you know, 10 or 11 teams have already said they're not going to have any fans in the stadium, and the other franchises are going to alternate and have up to 12 or 13,000 fans. Goodell says those fans in the stadium, not an advantage for the home team. Did you have reefer this good on your bus?
Oh gosh, no. Goodell, listen, the guys like Goodell, they have access to any drug on earth, pharmaceutical grade. I mean, that's just a phone call away. That's not even a phone call away. That's a head nod away. So yeah. The answer is no. We were driving around scouring bags of skunk weed from, mechanics in various parts of the world. And Goodell just nods and phone calls are made and limousines are rolling before you know what's happening.
Yeah, although maybe there is an advantage, Steve, to not having or to having a smattering of fans. Maybe the visiting team goes, oh, they can't draw crap. So, I mean, there's nothing more disturbing and discouraging than just a widely scattered mediocre applause.
Especially when it comes after a big hit or, you know, a key tackle in the backfield. We're going to see a cornerback sneak up and blitz a quarterback and then just very calmly pick himself up and help the quarterback up. And they'll have a quiet chat about the kids on their way back to their respective huddles. Very different and very different vibe.
Yeah, it might help the visiting team. Sponsored by I'm Not a Fan, the portable fan that's as soft as a judgmental whisper. Item number six, NBA. Clippers up 2-1, but it's a battle. Are they shaky, or is this just sort of champions finding a way to win in tough times?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think they're definitely shaky. And I think that they're going to be in good shape, though, because as much as I and the world have loved watching Jamal Murray wreak havoc over these playoffs, you got Kawhi Leonard, and that's pretty much all you need, as we saw last night. I mean, Kawhi Leonard playing at his best is pretty much that. That's a you can build a foundation, build a mansion on that foundation, if you will. So they're in good shape. They're gonna do away the Nuggets. I like Denver. They got a lot to build on, but they don't have Kawhi, so this one's over.
Sponsored by the Thunder Burps, the Air Force belching team. Item number 7, NBA again, Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis. Are they like Van Halen without David Lee Roth? I think they are. People will still pay, but they will not walk away happy. Is this the end of the line for Milwaukee?
Yeah, more records sold, more tickets sold, and yet totally forgettable. It's weird how that works.
Yeah. So no future for Milwaukee this round, right?
No. They did that thing teams do when they're, you know, you're backed up into a corner and your best player goes down. Everybody finds a gear they didn't know they have, but that gear works exactly once and they've already used it.
Yeah. They're stripping the gears right now. Sponsored by Needle and Thread, the Amish bedazzler. Question number 8, high school football. There's a team from tiny Robstown, Texas, outside of Corpus Christi, nicknamed the Cotton Pickers. And there's kind of name extremes there. You've got the Body of Christ is the name of the city, and then you go to the other extreme, and you've got Cotton Pickers. Now, they actually tried to clear it with the folks around Robstown, where cotton is an industry, but it's mostly Latin workers now in the fields, mm-hmm. and they didn't seem to mind or care or know, but then it kind of came to a broader audience outside of Robstown. Are we going to keep uncovering this kind of nickname around this great land of ours as we dive deeper and deeper into this most recent social experiment?
I imagine so. I'm more amazed. To me, when I heard this story, I thought it's as if they discovered a new indigenous tribe in the Amazon that nobody had ever contacted before. Did the internet just make it to that district, that school district? I mean, how did this information just now come out? And what else are these people doing that we don't know about?
Yeah, that's true. They've probably got to their, many of their cars, I believe, still run on steam down there. Sponsored by McStiffin's, fully hardened Irish oatmeal. Question number 9, NBA, Steve Nash, the new coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Because when I think singular, nouveau, urban, Afrocentric franchise, I think Steve Nash. Is this going to work in Brooklyn?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing a Canadian soccer fan can't cure, if you will. You know, Steve Nash, the man who literally cried, shed tears of joy when Tottenham finished in the top 4 to advance to the European Championships for the following season. Yeah, that's who you want getting a hold of Kyrie and Kevin Durant in Brooklyn and saying, let's do this, guys. Let's take it to the next place.
That's relatable. Sponsored by Roberta Flak Jacket. You're not killing me softly or loudly in my Roberta Flak Jacket. Question number 10, college football. Big 10 and Pac-12 cancel. Other teams trying to go ahead. It's like a train in an I Love Lucy episode. It's stop, start, stop, start. Are we going to see a season? And should we see a season?
I don't think we should see a season at all. I think we will see some sort of a season. And then I think we'll spend the next 20 years trying to figure out what that season means and what that championship for Alabama, if it's actually worthwhile or not. So at least we all know that. Or, you know, or Clemson maybe. I mean, you know what? It's still Clemson. Or hell, LSU. We know it's going to be LSU, Alabama, or Clemson. Really all we've done is eliminate most of the riffraff. Let's just get to it. Just call the whole thing a playoff and let's crown a champion.
Yeah, I like it. A 3-week schedule because that's a region of the country, as you know, Steve, that doesn't generally let science lead the discussion. Sponsored by the Fjord Focus, the world's first deep sea automobile. Question number 11. The new Dancing with the Stars has both Johnny Weir and Tiger Lady, that Carol Baskin. Does this show have any shame? And more importantly, who's winning, Johnny Weir or Carol Baskin?
Does the show have any shame? No, absolutely not. Of course. I would put Johnny Weir up against just about anybody in just about anything. So, yeah. You know, I'm sorry, the man, that's an athlete right there. And that's an athlete with panache. So I don't think Carole Baskin stands a chance. I think, you know, but I think by the end of this season, not only will her poor dancing abilities have been exposed, but don't be surprised if she's not hauled off mid tango when they finally uncover her husband's body. God rest his soul.
Johnny Weir from a family of nine, a world of courage, sponsored by Gorigami, the foldable paper knife. Question 12, NFL. Everybody crowing about Cam Newton in New England and Tom Brady in Tampa Bay and Rodgers up in Green Bay. The real story to me, Steve, Kansas City looks like the best lock to repeat in a long time. Even those New England teams, a lot of them, always felt a little shaky going in the Super Bowl. Kansas City may be the best lock in a long time. What do you think?
I can tell you exactly why it won't happen. I did a phoner with a Kansas City sports station this week, and they, not me, those guys were throwing around the word dynasty. The football gods, they're not happy with that. You go dynasty talk after one ring, well, you know, it's going to be the frustrations of Hank Stram for another 50 years. I don't think so. And it's not that they aren't loaded for bear and talented, but I just, you know, and it's a war of attrition. And I think we're just going to see some unfortunate turns of events. I don't buy it. Sorry. They should, but they won't.
Kiss of Death, sponsored by Glassinine, the eyeglasses that help you see stupidity coming. And finally, in this devil's dozen, it's a baker's dozen. Question 13, cornhole, will it stick or is it a COVID one-hit wonder like Freeze All Right Now?
If it were up to me, not only would it stick, but that we would be forming leagues, all levels, minors and majors. I have enjoyed nothing over the last 6 months more than televised cornhole.
That devil's dozen, sponsored by JCPenney, dressing homicide detectives for over 60 years. My guest today, the great Steve Gorman. Follow Steve on Twitter at SGSFox. Go get his killer book, Hard to Handle, The Life and Death of the Black Crows. Go find the music of Trigger Hippie. Steve, where can they find some Trigger Hippie?
Well, triggerhippie.com is the easiest place to go. But anywhere you listen to music, anywhere you stream music, Trigger Hippie, that's an HIPPY. Go find that bad boy. Full Circle and Then Some is the name of the album. Chet, I need to let you know that my appearance today was brought to you by Sea Undies. When you've had enough chafing, go with the only underwear made from seaweed. It's easy on the thighs. That's Sea Undies.
You can smell them coming with Sea Undies. Steve, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, brother.
Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. His album, What Was I Thinking? Streaming now everywhere. Thanks to all of you for listening. And thank you to my real sponsor, MeUndies. Check it out. You go to MeUndies.com/pain, 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% guarantee. MeUndies.com/pain. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in Blister, Arizona for the Asphalt Handstand Races. Fortunately, sponsored by Queen of the Gila Monster Medical Center Burn Unit. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.